This is the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for the Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money.
Yes, indeed.
And our special guest again, welcoming back Rob Spinoza of Guaranteed Rate.
Thank you, Edward.
Okay, our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. Those certificates are not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Check them out. Today's dream is very... theme is various trivia.
Various.
Mark, let's start off with some stories.
Yeah, you know, listeners to The Best of Investing know that we like to scour the internets looking for stories, noteworthy stories to share with you. And we have one for you this morning. I found this very interesting. So it talks about a family who, after 5 years of saving money, decided it was time to buy a home in the Bay Area. And this is a little bit of their experience. They spent 3 months looking for a home, and it turns out it was the most stressful time of their life.
Go figure.
More stressful than their wedding, more stressful than the first month at home with a newborn. And the gentleman wrote his his discoveries.
Yeah, it's some bullet points on it, which I thought were really insightful.
Yeah, so I share with you what he learned. He ended up buying a home in Marin County, interestingly enough, which is our hometown.
Yeah.
And here's a very great article he wrote of his, how many things here? The nine things he learned, and I'll go through these quickly. Number one, list prices are just marketing prices, and which is, you know, list prices usually have nothing to do with fair market value, and oftentimes sellers have a very, you know, high expectation of what their home value should be. But we're at a part of the cycle right now where it's not necessarily multiple offers or necessarily putting a price down there to generate bids, but different
willing buyer, willing seller.
Yep. Different marketplaces. Like, you know, I'm selling a home in Novato right now, and I didn't price low to generate bids. I decided I would ask for what I thought it was worth,
and we'll see
if anybody else believes that.
Well, I think the other tie-in on this, because we're on the mortgage side, so this is the sort of the province of real estate agents, and when people hire real estate agents to list their house for sale, you're relying on their expertise and their market knowledge to put that price tag where they think it needs to be. Now, what we see on the mortgage side is when they get too tricky with that, it can get really difficult, because if they, one of the stigmas in listing a house is how long it stays on the market. So real estate agents and their sellers don't want to have the scarlet letter of having it 100 days on the market or something like that, because they're concerned that that in and of itself is making the market.
Yeah.
Because now buyer B is like, hey, this property's been sitting around.
What's wrong with it?
Right.
Yeah.
So home buyer discovery number one was listing prices are just marketing prices. Number two, forget about contingencies. And we've kind of know about, and that still is today, even though we're seeing the market soften a little bit, and it's slowly inching towards possibly becoming a buyer's market finally after, you know, I don't know how many years now. It's been a seller's market.
At least six.
But yeah, forget about contingencies. Yeah. He says, we lost a bid on a house that had no inspection reports in its disclosure packages, which is very rare for the Bay Area, and I agree with that. Seller was not willing to accept any offers with an inspection contingency. There was water in the basement.
So we're not even talking about a contingency sale of your other house.
Oh, yeah, right. Forget about
just,
that.
It's just like take a look at the house from the outside, and you just have to buy it. Yeah. So look at the inside.
So to step back for a second, so typically in California, when someone goes to buy a residence, there are three contingencies involved in a typical contract we see these days. One is the inspection contingency. So it gives the buyer a short window of time at the beginning, usually, to say, hey, I inspected the house. I found something wrong. I want out of the contract. Okay, cool. You get out. You get your earnest money back. Second one is the appraisal contingency, which is, did the house come in at the value that you're paying for it?
Yeah, and I'm going to guess the last one.
go ahead.
Loan contingency.
There you go.
There you, hey.
Financing.
Bing, ding,
yes.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
So we kind of all, that's our realm, and we know how that one works.
Yeah. And so forget about contingency is number three. All cash offers win. So if your bid is the same as somebody else's bid for all cash, they're always going to go for the all cash offer. It doesn't matter how cute your story is and the little bio that you've carefully prepared for your realtor about what a great family you are and
how you owe it to me to sell your house at a low price.
The social good that you'll be doing by selling it to me and how we'll add value to the neighborhood.
Well, let me ask you on this all cash offer. A lot of times people will use Pacific Private Money because you can fund very quickly.
Yes.
Technically, it's not an all-cash offer per se, but it acts like one, right? Because you're able to close so fast.
You
could
have no financing contingency, and okay. we never suggest that people lie on their. I'm not a realtor, but I am a licensed broker, and I do feel for those realtors whose buyers put up an offer that says all cash, and they actually intend to use a hard money loan or a private money loan to come in and close like all cash.
Now, I know when we give a borrower a green light to go forward without a financing contingency, we've typically underwritten the file. At Pacific Private Money, when you make a pre-approval for one of your clients, how does that look? So if they were going to interpret that and say, hey, I'm going to make an all-cash offer because I got you guys instead of actual cash in the bank,
yeah.
How do you vet that initially?
Well, I mean, sometimes we do pre-approval letters. We actually haven't had a chance to look at all of the paperwork from the borrower. But generally speaking, on a purchase offer, if they're coming in with a down payment, I mean, something would have to go horrifically wrong for us not to like the transaction. So generally speaking, when we've green-lighted a loan, whether it's just verbally or you know, through the initial contact on the phone, if we're sending them a pre-approval letter, we have every intention of going through.
And then that's where the whole speed thing kicks in, because you guys are able to go and provide the funds quickly, and then they can go and say, all right, on property I want to buy, I've got the money.
All right. Exactly. Hey, guys, we're going to cut to our first commercial break. First trivia question. This is for Rob since he's a runner. Mount Everest in which country? The reason I say you're a runner, because haven't you run up Mount Everest?
I have not run up.
Not yet. Okay. All right. So
I'm
going to
do that, though, later today.
Yeah, later
after
today.
Lunch.
After lunch. Okay. So, again, what country is
see
the...
See you in a month.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mount Everest is in which country? All right. Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate. And stay with us because the Best of Investing will be right back. We are just going to cut to a very, very short break. You don't want to miss the answer to this question as well as some more interesting topics we're going to be talking about. Stay with us.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Homp, Nam Phan, and Rob Spinoza. First trivia question, Mount Everest is in which country or countries? I just learned. Go ahead.
Is it Nepal and China?
Nepal is one I have.
Tibet.
Tibet's a little different than China. Okay.
So when you climb it, you go up from the southern route, you go up through Nepal, and if you go from the northern route, you go up through Tibet.
Or if you're Rob Spinoza, you run up one side and down
the whole thing.
Okay. All right. Want to make a quick mention here for the Mount View Hotel. It is celebrating 100 years of memories. Wow. Historical landmark that opened in 1919. It's one of Calistoga's most iconic places to stay. A really inviting pool. I don't know if you guys have ever been there, but check it out. Very uniquely decorated rooms and sure to give you peace and relaxation while you enjoy all that Calistoga has to offer. Check them out at www.mountviewhotel.com. Hey, Mark, why don't you finish up with your article?
Yeah, there was an article about one family's experience with buying a home recently in the Bay Area. And just to finish up with a couple more bullet points that I thought were interesting. One was that you can now look for unlisted homes. And I signed up. I don't know if any of you guys, there's something called Alto. It's AALTO, AALTO homes.com. And more and more homes, particularly in the wealthier parts of the neighborhoods of the Bay Area, are listing or not listing their homes on the MLS. And it's kind of a way for you to kind of test the waters, stick your toe in the water. And although I am finding that a lot of the homes that I'm seeing on on Alto are seemingly a little bit overpriced because there's the seller going, well, this is the price I'd like to get for my home. It's almost like make me an offer on Zillow.
Like a FSBO.
But it is one way to look at least. And if they are serious about selling and you've got an agent representation, they can, you know, contact
What's interesting about that is there's an equivalent on the rental side because people do this all the time when they're thinking about renting out their place. They'll put it on Craigslist or whatever, and they're not sure they're going to rent it out, but they're trying to get a feel for what it would rent for. And I guess from a platform perspective, that's kind of cool that exists because people will get a better sense of what.
Yeah, it's interesting to see what else is out there potentially on the market. And I'm going to just share this one more bullet point because I thought it was good. Their experience in buying a home in the Bay Area. You will most likely lose your first offer, and it will crush you.
Yeah.
So be prepared.
I counsel people on this all the time, especially first-time home buyers. They come in, and a lot of times what really drives them over the edge to get a pre-approval is they saw a property they love. So they're going out this weekend.
Yep.
They see something. It checks all the boxes, and they're in. And then they run, you know, headlong into what the market really is. And the thing you have to counsel them on is it's not an, you know, buying a home is not an event. It's a process. It often involves some heartbreak. It often involves some missed opportunities. But you learn in that process. And as you go forward with it, you become more fluent in the language that's spoken when you make offers. And that ultimately helps you. If you persist, you end up winning.
Yeah, and that's the job of a good realtor.
Absolutely.
Or lender is to counsel. Let them know what to expect. Or what, you know, to bring the right perspective to every deal.
I would say one other thing on that, because this is another dynamic of our day in and day out work. When people go into that, what he just said there, you'll be crushed. Oftentimes buyers will take their foot off the gas and they'll stop the process. And that's where we tell people, okay, you had a pre-approval, you went in, you had a contingency, and that's why you didn't get accepted. But now what you need to do is you need to get your file through underwriting. You need to go in on the next one with more confidence, possibly no contingencies.
Absolutely.
But do that work now. Don't wait till you find the next great house and go through and repeat this whole process over again.
Good point.
That's exactly right. You want to get fully approved, not just pre-approved.
Hey, can we jump over to totally change the subject.
Yep.
I want to get right into email time here. And then, Mark, you can kind of give an explanation. So here's an email comes in for Mark. It says, if a borrower misses a payment, do you automatically start foreclosing?
Well, I don't know that any lender, even banks, will automatically do anything. The difference between private lending and conventional lending, when it comes to defaults, isn't necessarily all that great, because there are banks out there that will allow you to string along, I guess, if you work with them, how many payments that you can miss before they will actually file a notice of default. Same thing with private lenders. There are those private lenders out there that if you miss your second payment, they will automatically file a notice of default and start the foreclosure process. We tend to take a little bit different view. Again, we talk about how at Pacific Private Money we make loans based on the story. We use a holistic and a kind of ad hoc approach. We don't necessarily require that you check off all these various boxes. If we like the collateral and we like the reason why you need a loan from us, i.e. we like your story and we like your exit strategy, how you're going to pay us back, we'll look for a way to do that loan. Same thing when you when they go into default. If they stop making payments, something's going on. We want to know what that is and can we work with them? So we, you know, we've worked with borrowers who missed payments for as long as a year and didn't foreclose because we, you know, we may have created a forbearance agreement or we may just have worked with them kind of with our finger on the dial, say, look, we will give you the time to, you know, execute your strategy. And as long as you communicate with us and as long as we believe the equity
exactly.
is there.
And also
the equity's got to be there.
Maybe, yeah. you know, verifying the story. You know.
Right. Yeah. Well, I would imagine you get some cases where you, for example, have a business owner and that was the challenge in them getting a conventional loan. Mm-hmm. And you're working with that business owner because they have something that may come to fruition at some point in the future. A conventional lender doesn't care about that story. That's the difference in private money. You guys do. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to communicate to me about that. How is that working? When can we expect that? Because that could save the whole deal.
Yeah. Right. And so if you're a borrower and you're considering going private, basically hard money, private money, you know, alternative finance, it would behoove you to find out what their default and foreclosure policy is for that company. Or
I wouldn't lead with that question.
yeah, that's right.
Well, that's very true. So how do you find out? Well, maybe you find out by looking at their Yelp reviews, or you find out by talking to someone who may have that experience. Because I can tell you, I can rattle off names of private lenders in California who will foreclose on you in a heartbeat. They just don't care. To them, it's all business. You go, you miss your second payment, boom, notice default is filed, and now good luck trying to refinance that.
Well, it does put a little fire to the, you know, feet to the fire, because a lot of times if you just say, well, if I don't make a payment, nothing's going to happen.
Right.
There's no incentive for you to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Of course, when a borrower comes to you and the first question they ask is, so I want to get a loan from you, how many can I miss before you start foreclosing?
Yeah.
That's not going to be a good sign.
True. Leading with the chin there, as they say.
Exactly. All right, guys, we're going to cut to a second commercial break. We come back and we got an email question for Rob, and then Nam, deal of the week.
Yes.
Cool.
Deal of the week. All right. Second trivia question is, Europe is separated from Africa by which sea? S-E-A-C. All right. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. Make a quick mention here for Transcendence Theater. They're doing a production of A Chorus Line presented June 14th to June 30th at the Jack London State Historic Park in Sonoma County. Park opens at 5 p.m. Performances at 7:30 p.m. Very cool place to watch theater. It's Transcendence Theater. Check them out. Okay, we're going to cut to our break. When we come back, it's actually going to be another quick 2-minute break, so don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com, is a board-certified specialist who has been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love Teeth in One Day or Teeth Express.
Portrayal based on an actual patient experience.
By the time I was 35, I had lost so many of my permanent teeth, it actually hurt to smile. I couldn't get work.
Sandra's dental problems almost destroyed her life, but through Teeth Express, Sandra's missing teeth were replaced with long-lasting, natural-looking dental implants.
This changed my whole life.
Dental implants from Teeth Express for immediate results that leave a lasting impression. For a provider near you, visit teethxp.com.
So for dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper DDS at CooperDDS.com. That's CooperDDS.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Mark Hahn, Nam Phan, and Rob Spinoza. Second trivia question, Europe is separated from Africa by which sea?
Caspian?
Nope.
Mediterranean.
Mediterranean, yes, that is correct.
Black Sea, Red Sea, Dead Sea.
Yeah, I'm so old.
Salton Sea.
Yeah, Salton Sea. I'm so old that when I was younger, the...
The Dead Sea was still alive?
No, the Dead Sea was just sick. There you go.
All right.
The Grand Canyon was trickle.
Geez, let's move on.
That's right. Okay, I'm sorry. I have to, since we're joking around here, I got to throw one joke in here.
Those jokes don't float around here.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So my wife just found out I replaced our bed with a trampoline. Gosh, she hit the roof.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Rob, what is buying a rate down or buying down a rate, and does it make sense?
Okay. So let's say you talk to your mortgage lender. Lender comes back and says your interest rate today is 4%. And you say, well, what I really want to do is get under 4%. What does it cost to get me to 3.875?
An arm and a leg. No, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. And the lender says, well, oh, that's going to cost you a half point. And let's say you have a loan amount of $500,000. So it's going to cost you $2,500 to get that lower interest rate. So you're going to invest in the interest rate at the beginning of your loan. You're going to pay what's known as points, discount points. And for those that payment, you're going to get a lower interest rate that you'll have for the life of the loan. So the equation becomes one of what's the payment difference between 4% and 3.875%. Let's say that the payment difference is $50 a month. Okay, so you're going to save $600 a year, but you paid $2,500 to get it. So it's going to take you more than 4 years to pay that back. After the four-year point, your investment starts to return dividends because now you've got the lower payment. So the equation becomes one of if you're going to pay to buy down the interest rate, you have to be sure you're going to be in the house beyond the payback period, the recoup period. Okay. So some people look at interest rates and they're like, hey, how do I get under 4%? Because they just want the shiny 3.875.
Yeah.
Not the best reason to do it. We see people do it, but it should be a math equation. That's the answer I give them.
Okay. Fair enough.
And we can help you do that.
Okay. How do people get a hold of you?
They can reach me at 415-367-5959. I work for Guaranteed Rate. I work out of the office in San Anselmo. What else? You can find me on Yelp, Google, all those places. And yeah, we're happy to help.
Very good.
Nice.
Nam, you have a deal of the week?
Deal of the week. Yeah, this week a deal comes from a couple of retirees who live in San Ramon. And typical scenario, they're downsizing.
Okay.
They want to, and they're fixed income, and they want to purchase before selling. But the little wrinkle in this one is they're moving out of state. So what do we do? Because typically we're California lenders,
yeah.
Right? What we'll do is actually, unlike other common bridge loan scenarios, we're going to provide them the financing, but we're only going to use the departing residents and take a lien position. But to ensure that they're using the proceeds for the purchase, we're going to wire the funds to escrow on the close on their home that they're buying in Arizona.
And so, was there can you give rough numbers? Like
I think it's like 1.1 million. They had a ton of equity in the departing. So the departing residents, the one they're selling in Santa Ramon.
So you're basically
like
going to take like a cash out second lien.
Yeah.
And you're going to wire this.
Is it a first lien or second?
Actually, it might be a first in this case because they have like 100%. Okay. And we're just going to wire the funds to escrow on the purchase in Arizona. So we have no lien position on an out-of-state property.
Okay.
We can't do that. Okay. But they'll pay us off as soon as they sell their San Ramon. In this case, there's no refi opportunities. They're just going to pay us off.
Right.
And what's the value of the San Ramon house?
It's like 1.1, and they're moving
the loan you're
to is like 700 or
you're giving them
700.
Okay, so you're doing 70 because you're not going to do 100% on the departing property
no.
if you can't get additional collateral.
Correct.
Okay, so you're doing a 70% LTV.
Yeah, 100% financing on the purchase.
On the purchase, because they're buying a $700,000 Arizona property.
But that just speaks to the flexibility of private money, I think. Because now you can look at you don't have to look at both properties. You don't have to cross collateral as you look. At, hey, I got a good equity position on property one. What difference does it make?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and this is probably the second one we've seen in the last 6 months. So you're going to have a number of people in California, especially, who want to downsize but just are going to be priced out.
And was this one, is this your 11-month bridge loan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the thing to me is, and tell me if I'm correct on this, it is their personal residence today. So you're making it as a personal residence today, which means that it's non-recourse financing. Yeah. So you can't sue them if the value drops below the $700,000. However, you're only talking about 11 months. So San Ramon, the odds of the property be dropping 30% in 11 months is low.
Yes.
Possible? Yes. Probable? No.
Right. And if you look back at the bridge loans that we've done, you know, they are 11 months. The term is, but the average payment is
5 to 6 months.
Yeah,
oh,
wow.
Yeah, because they don't. They're going to hopefully not keep their profit.
Well, so you have
they're
going to
price it correctly,
right?
So they don't have to hold it for 11 months.
And the other side benefit of that is now you get to list the house stress free. You can prep the house for sale. You probably can get a higher dollar value because you can stage it.
Yep.
And
you
don't have to move twice.
Right.
Yeah.
We see. I write quite a bit for the industry, and a lot of the articles that I've written deal with that buy before sell scenario because it comes up in residential lending all the time.
You should read my article that I wrote months ago.
You should read his.
I'd be happy to. Yeah. No, but Nam, you speak to the fact that that is a dilemma that faces a lot of people, and these are the ones that reach out to you and make it happen. There's a whole other set of people who just think they can't do it.
Yeah,
I think it's the value of the
show. Well, here's a cost that no one ever talks about either in this specific scenario is storage. How much is it going to cost to store all that
furniture?
That's
a great point.
Right. Assuming that you want to keep that same furniture. You don't want to throw it, have your movers pay to store it somewhere for thousands of dollars a month, and then move it again.
Right.
And then pay the storage. So anyway.
Well, we were just talking about discount points and making an investment on what you plan to do. And I think that the private money solution in something like that, when borrowers look at it methodically, when they look at it mathematically, you take exactly what you said, Edward, you know, the storage, the moving, the cost of you know, what you will get on the new home, and you do it in a mathematical fashion.
And then add an extra $3 million for stress.
Right.
That's right.
I'm always...
lawyers would do that.
Yes, that's true.
I find it interesting how many people, when approached by their realtor or mortgage broker and saying, hey, there is an alternative financing option for you, and that's private money. And then they hear it's going to be about 9% on the note rate and 2 points on the loan. So if you're borrowing $1 million, it's $20,000. They can't stomach it. They just, that's usury.
Would never do it.
You know, I would never do it.
More and
they take the approach like they're feeling like if they did that, they'd be a chump. And it's just the money alone that you can make by being able to move out of your home and fix it up and sell it for a higher price could more than make up for the cost of the private financing.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, sorry, we had to cut to one more commercial break here. And then we are going to come back with some more interesting articles. Okay, the volcano Mount Etna lies on which Mediterranean island? All right? 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. Don't touch that dial. The best of investing. I'll be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The best of investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
The Mount View Hotel is celebrating 100 years of memories. An historical landmark that opened in 1919, the Mount View Hotel is one of Calistoga's most iconic places to stay. With uniquely decorated rooms and an inviting pool, the Mount View Hotel is sure to give you peace and relaxation while you enjoy all that Calistoga has to offer. Stay in one of their luxury suites or cottages and enjoy a massage. Ah, what a way to spend a getaway in the wine country. Check out MountViewHotel.com for specials.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hoff, Nonfon, and Rob Spinoza. Third trivia question. The volcano Mount Etna lies on which Mediterranean island?
Sicily.
Sicily. Very good.
Ooh,
man,
wow.
you're awesome there. Let's see. Quick mention here. Also, Dr. Keith Cooper. Don't forget to call him. Or get in touch with him, CooperDDS.com, who's a board-certified specialist, been replacing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. Nom, you guys, Pacific Private Money has an event coming up.
Yes, we have the next fund information gathering occurring next month, June 19th, which is a Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Fremont Marriott, which is right off the freeways, right off of, 680? So June 19th. So far, we have about 25 people who've RSVP'd. So
what's the limit you can have?
Oh, I don't know. There's no limit.
15. Keep them in the outdoors, yes, if you need to.
People will be piggyback rides watching the slide. You guys do a great job.
Yeah.
So, no, but probably about 50.
So the event is Edward and I, Mark and Edward, doing, a lot of what we do on the radio, mimic on the presentation. I mean, we have a short slide deck, but it's really an information about the alternative investment strategy of investing in a mortgage pool fund, a real estate mortgage pool fund, mostly California based. And we also share insights on what we're reading and hearing about the California economy, because let's face it, California is in many ways an economy unto itself. And even though you may be reading articles that are nationwide in nature about what may or may not be happening in the housing industry or even in the economy in general, oftentimes you have to be, if you're in California and you're investing in California, you need to know what are the California economists saying and what's happening regionally here, particularly in Northern California. And so a lot of good information that we'll share, and how our fund works, how we produce that 7.5% yield, which is about what we're paying out right now. And of course, past performance is not a promise of future results, but we have reason to believe that we're going to continue to be producing a rate in the strong 7% range in the foreseeable future. And we're very bullish on mortgage debt investment strategies in California, and we'll share that with you.
Well, because it's conservative. We're not out there buying real estate at high values. You're just out there lending. It's conservative.
We're the bank.
Yeah.
We're the bank.
How do people get a hold of you?
So go to our website at PacificPrivateMoney.com or call to RSVP for our fund event at 415-883-2150, 415-883-2150.
Yeah, and on our website, there's a new events section. So if you go to PacificPrivateMoney.com,
nice,
there's a link, events, and you can go there and register directly on our website.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. More articles, boys.
Well, as I was listening to Mark talk about California and sort of the contrast between California and the rest of the country, I've got this article here. It says nearly two-thirds of American homeowners have a mortgage. Okay, so one third free and clear, but two thirds. And the disparity between those in San Jose, California, which is in first place, the highest number, the average mortgage, monthly mortgage is $4,008. Even that sounds low to me because San Jose, I mean, you see a lot of loan amounts over $1 million. But at the other end of the spectrum, Coffeyville, Kansas has the lowest average monthly mortgage rate, or
$600 a month.
$205 a month.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Wow.
Well, wait a minute, though. That's not for a new home, though. I mean, some of those people may have been in their house for 30, 40 years.
Well, yeah,
right?
And I think you're right, because I think that's why you would say in San Jose, $4,008 is the average.
Yeah,
so you've got a spectrum there.
Jeez.
But, you know, I guess when you were, like Nam was talking about before, properties out of state, it's important that when we discuss real estate here, it is in the context of it being California and almost, you know, often Bay Area, because there's just such a difference in the numbers.
You could literally afford a mortgage there if you just stopped buying a venti every day. Basically.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I need my venti every day.
You talked about that on a previous show, and I found that fascinating. You were talking about rental properties in other parts of the country where the materials, like, for example, I think you brought up carpeting. If you had to recarpet a place, you're still paying rates that are comparable to here in California, even though the mortgage payment is vastly different.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that investors across the country, if they're listening to this show in California, that is one of the things that boots on the ground sort of local services can give you insight into, is how does it work here? Because it can be very different. We see this with buyers going out into the market. Nothing to, you know, disparage any competitor, but a lot of times people will come in and they'll have a pre-approval letter from, like, let's say Quicken. Yeah. Okay. Now everybody knows Quicken. They've got the commercials
or Rocket
on.
Rocket Mortgage.
You got them on day and night.
I love the colors.
Okay. But their real estate agent sometimes has to have a heart-to-heart with them and say, hey, you might have some challenges going into this market with a Quicken letter, because the seller's agent's going to think, how do I get a hold of this person on a Saturday or a Sunday night if something comes up? Am I calling a call center, or am I calling someone that I've worked with before, or a company that I know?
You're calling Mr. Quicken.
Well, hey, you know, there's a lot at stake with every transaction. I think, you know, the point I'm trying to make is that the local element of it, you have to understand that when you're dealing in a local environment.
Yep.
And we all know, you know, living in the Bay Area, you know, gas is more expensive, the cost of living is more expensive. But interestingly enough, and real estate prices, of course, and rent are more expensive, but interestingly enough, the cost of capital, the cost of money, particularly private money, the loan rates and the cost are much lower.
Yeah,
and there's
the
a reason for that. And the reason is because there is a huge supply of private capital coming into California to invest in both real estate and real estate debt. Why? Because that capital believes in the safety and security of California debt. And notwithstanding what might be happening in other parts of the country, California is different. And California real estate is perceived to be a safer bet than other real estate in other parts of the country.
We also, I think we were just discussing it on a previous show as well, where the tests across the country have found that in California, the comparative interest rates are lower on the same type of mortgage. So a 30-year fixed rate loan is running at a discount across here in California versus the rest of the country.
Okay, and you mentioned gas. I was just in Louisiana for my daughter's graduation, right? Guess how much gas was in New Orleans?
$2.80. $2.43.
Oh, wow. My God.
$2.43.
And we're at $4.50 a gallon
something
here at
like
the Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just
that's ridiculous. No, I know that, you know, Louisiana is a little bit closer to the Gulf. You know?
Right. Isn't there an element to that?
There's probably that. And again, I think it's just supply demand.
Well, no. You know why that's not true? How many refineries do we have here in the Bay Area that we could throw a rock from here and hit?
Yeah.
Well, but it has no difference in the price of gas that we pay here in the Bay Area.
Where does it go? Like from the Chevron over in Richmond?
Yeah.
Where does it go
China
from there?
Not very efficient.
And then it goes to China, it comes all the way back here, and then well, see, that's why we have to add all those costs.
Yeah, it's loaded onto the tankers.
Yeah. No, it has nothing to do with it's because of the special fuel grade we have to have here, number one.
Oh,
but also
environmental regulations.
But I think by and large it's really because they can get away with charging more here.
Well,
I think everybody knows that, they just can't prove it.
I think on the mortgage side too, the other element I would say definitely plays a factor is just the sophistication, not to say anything about anyone else, but the clients are savvy.
I'm counting down because we have to cut.
Oh, let's get out of here.
Okay. All right. So no trivia question, but we will come back with our thoughts for the day. Stay with us. Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Keith Cooper, DDS, is a board-certified specialist who has been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love Teeth in One Day or Teeth Express.
My dentures came loose all the time.
When Tom's permanent teeth fell out, dentures didn't work. Then Tom got dental implants from Teeth Express. Long-lasting, natural-looking replacements for lost teeth.
Dental implants changed my life.
For dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hunt, Rob Spinoza, and Nam Phan. Ooh, I changed it up a little bit. Nam, you have an interesting article about baby boomers.
Yeah, so this article headline is, "More baby boomers stay in their homes as they reach retirement, skipping downsizing." So begins with, it's always been sort of final chapter of the American dream. Get married and have kids, buy a house, move to a bigger house, downsize to a smaller house. But a growing number of aging baby boomers are saying no thanks to downsizing, choosing instead to remain in the same sprawling house. And we're hearing that too. I mean, where the kids are moving back in with the parents. And so there's rehab going on, but to expand the footprint of house or to create more space.
Well, make it lower level kind of thing.
Yeah, well, with Mark and I think last week or the week before, we talked about this, how, you know, with our families, we like our kids coming back to visit. Not necessarily to live there, but
I love this, on the radio.
Get
Edward.
Out. Yeah. And so, you know, if you downsize too much, where are the kids going
to
stay?
Right, or where can you downsize? Too, especially in California. Right. So going back to that couple earlier in the segment who were moving out of state.
Oh yeah.
But we, you know, we still see a number of families who are empty nesters, couples who are empty nesters and who are downsizing. But there is a trend along with ADUs as well.
Yeah, ADUs definitely a trend. What do you know about the tax code though? So if somebody downsizes, we get this question all the time. Can they take their tax basis with them?
If they downsize,
yeah,
I'd have to look that up.
I think that's specific to areas too, right?
I think it's also specific to if you're older than 55. Right. There's certain
rights. That's what my understanding. Yeah,
or potentially within your county or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
but it's a trend.
The other issue being that I wonder, is that article nationwide or is that
it was nationwide. I think it was in the USA Today.
Okay, because I, you know, in California, I think that. Having people stay in their house longer, I think, is also a function of just how difficult it is to to purchase a home, if they don't have the cash and if they don't realize that there's a bridge loan opportunity, because that's some of the things that we help a lot of baby boomers looking to downsize with our low doc, no contingency bridge financing that allows them to downsize, purchase their next home, utilize the equity in their existing home, and not have to sell, move into an apartment, and then go find that condo or townhouse that they want to downsize to.
That place in Kansas, you said, the average was $200. Well, those people, they can't downsize because they have to rent rooms to help pay that mortgage.
Yeah, that's right. And so, it's just I think it's interesting how, just the cost of living, home prices increasing, particularly in California, provides all kinds of challenges for people moving. And just as we shared with that article at the beginning of the show, the kind of how stressful and challenging it could be to go out and bid for a home. Those who know and understand the availability of private bridge financing, I mean, talk about an incredible tool in your arsenal, maybe one of the most important tools in your arsenal. Yeah. If you've got equity in your existing home and you want to be able to go out and be a player and be able to make offers as strong as an all cash offer, it just provides you so many options to at least level the playing field, so to speak, with you and cash buyers or others who are running around out there making low or no contingent offers to sellers. So, a good realtor understands that, and we get probably the bulk of our loan applications through realtors and mortgage brokers who understand this tool. In fact, after the show, Nam and I are going to be going and visiting with one of the larger home loan mortgage brokers in the Bay Area and to talk to their staff and crew about how they can use this tool to help their clients, how they can make more money with clients they're already serving.
And Mark, how do people get hold of you?
So for more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com, PacificPrivateMoney.com. We've got a lot of information on our website about what we do and how we can help you make more money if you're a real estate professional.
All right, thoughts for the day. The greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. And don't mess with me. I know karate, kung fu, judo, taekwondo, jujitsu, and 28 other dangerous words. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190, or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.